Blog Talk Radio.
J1. If the feeling don't stay there, then why you still lay there? It's time to move on. It's time to move on. If the feeling don't stay there, then why you still lay there?
Thank you.
awesome. You know, you are your own worst enemy. Can you be real with yourself? We're going to have an awesome show today. I'm Dr. Louisa D. Smith, the co-host of the show. We know the host to join us by remotely. She's calling in. So that's Miss Christine Walters. We look forward when she calls in. We'll make sure we make her live. This is always happening on the third Sunday of the month. It is airing through WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the number one Internet Talk Radio in the world. We're so glad to be just be identified. And when I say that, we're heard in 18 countries. So having an opportunity to be heard and watched in 18 countries, that puts us where we're striving to be. Now, through the vision in 2017, we had an opportunity. God bless me to be able to find that glitch that would be a vessel for all of our people to get the word out. So you have this great opportunity to blog talk radio through WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station, as well as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as the many other social media sites there are. It is so glad to come because he tells the truth is the title of this show. Tell the truth. This is the tell the truth. We're going to talk about the truth today. Tell the truth is a real talk show. Listen to the real talk show that focuses on today's life issues. And we're going to talk about you being your own worst enemy. You have to be real with yourself. Your own worst enemy, can you be real with yourself? And that's what it's all about. See, life is all about being real with yourself. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in, calling to the radio station through Blog Talk Radio, which is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts as you begin to join us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio, particularly on the two sites that are visual to you. We ask you, if you got any comments, type it in the comment section because it'll pop up on Instagram and on Facebook, it'll just show under your name. So we look forward to having you offer some comments. We would really, truly love, and this is coming from my heart, for you to call in and share your thoughts on our Blog Talk Radio through the radio station. See, that's what we ask you to do. Now, what we want to move forward from this is being able to share some information for connection. And this is what it's all about. As you know, on Blog Talk, I mentioned the telephone number, but there's a web link there. If you want to be able to go and check out the show and just listen to the show or check out the many episodes that we have, there's over 360 episodes of all the various topics that we're going to talk about in different areas, 9 title shows, and we're so glad to have that opportunity. The website is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That's We Are the Voice of the Smith Wave Production. You can also be checking the show, and several people are doing it on Instagram, and that's through a partnership with a alumni chapter in Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 and a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're so glad to be a partner with them, getting the word out through their Instagram page. We do have several other Instagram pages that we use, and we're so glad to have that opportunity to be able to use each and every one of those pages. You can go to the Smith Wave Production or WBSW_internet_talk_radio. You can be a part of that as well. We're so glad to have that opportunity. Also, if you're going to check us out on Facebook, that's facebook.com/BRLDalbertoSmith. If you're already a Facebook friend, maybe go Instagram. Once you pop over there, send me a communication. If not, say, I want to be a friend with you so I can keep up what's going on with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to check us out as well, and if you want to tweet the show, which you have that opportunity, you can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. at the Smith Wig Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So you have many ways to connect with them. We want you to use all those resources to make sure you be a part of this media, I call it bliss, and that's what it's all about. We want to bliss and bring everything to you through internet talk radio, bring it through all the media sites, the social media sites out there, because we will go back and we air our shows in a playback on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and also places on LinkedIn as well as Tumblr, Google Plus. Every opportunity we have, and several others, we'll make sure we list them all so you can have a chance to check the show out. But if you want to just go check the show, you might have to get off after checking us out right now. So I'm going to come back and check them out later. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WSW, Internet Talk Radio. Click on it, bring all our shows up. And we're so glad. Tell the Truth is one of our mini shows. And as we move forward, and I'm hoping that, like I said, the host will have to call in, might be having some phone difficulties, and normally would text and let me know. But I'm looking to get her to call in. If not, we're going to carry this show on. Because I'm going to lift it up, best God allow me to. Because it's by his blessing we have this vessel. So we're going to talk about your own worst enemy. Can you be real with yourself? Also, we have some time to time with co-hosts that join us. And it's by invitation, and they're joining. They're part of our other shows. And I definitely want to give a shout out to a couple of very important people. We have, as a guest co-host on this show from time to time, that's the young lady who put the boots on the ground in Oakland, California. She is out in the streets changing the lives of those individuals who are not able to help themselves. That's her ministry. She's the co-founder, along with her twin sister, of Owning My Own Truth, Behavior Health Empowerment. Check out, we have a great opportunity to do that. That's Tina Robinson. You can go to a Facebook page on Tina Robinson and check her out, see the things she's doing, become friends with her. As I look at the board, I see our host that's joining us now. This young lady has stories she can share with you that would be inspiring to you. She's working hard to make a difference in the community in Central Alabama with the young females, working with them so they can see a difference. Her ministry is to go out and change lives through education, through just telling the life story. So as we move forward with her title, which she's going to jump in a minute, your own worst enemy, can you be real with yourself? Without further ado, we're going to introduce to some, present to others. As I was about to do that, the call dropped. See, God will work this out for her. And I hope she just called back in. I'm sitting here looking at the number drop. So hopefully, Christine Waters will call back. Hey, I laid that thing out there. I had her ready to get over here and just show out. But the call dropped. But she'll call back in, and when she calls back in, I'll make sure that everybody's available to kind of move forward with our topic. We got a couple other people joining us, and I want to give them a shout out. And that's C. Renee Antonio. I want to wave at her, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We give a shout out to Blue Social Butterfly. We want to give a shout out to that individual too. And I automatically definitely soon member of the Blue and White family. We want to give her truly shout out to both of them by waving at them. Well, we start our show with a Black History moment. We want to give a shout out to this young man. member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He hails in the southeast region, out of the area of the South Carolina. He's a young man who's making a difference presently in our international headquarters. So we want to use this opportunity through the Black History Month to shout out to Brother Chris Ray, and I'll back it up, Attorney Chris Ray, out of Baylor New Chapter, out of East Carolina University. He's also served as the mayor of Spring Lakes in North Carolina. And presently, he serves as the first international vice president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. None other, giving him a shout out, making history. And he's also the candidate to be the international president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Our voting process coming to play in August. A shout out to attorney, or reverse it, brother attorney Chris Ray. Thank you, Chris, for doing what you do. We do have our host on here, Christine Walters. How you doing?
Hey, Doc. I'm here. I'm coming in from work, so I'm going to be in and out, but I'm live with you all.
Thank you so much. Now, we want to kind of get our show started up now. We have a topic that I want you to take an opportunity, that because it was laid on your heart, to have so we can talk about your own worst enemy. Can you be real with yourself? Can you just kind of share what God bless you to have an opportunity to say, this is what I want you to talk about on this vessel today? Can you start off, Christine, sharing where, how it came about, what you want to accomplish through this topic today?
Okay, it came to me as I was transitioning out of an abusive marriage of 15 years. It came to me, it just fell in my spirit that I was my own worst enemy, and that sometimes we take so much time to petition God for directions, ask him to guide our steps, give us help to answer our prayers, but do we put ourselves in a position where we can hear from him clearly? Do we put ourselves in a position to understand what he has taken us through? So many times we as females and males would like to take time to Jesus, or God, or whatever higher power you believe in. We would like to take that time to acknowledge them for help. But do we take as much time trying to hear what it is they're saying? Are we still long enough to get an answer for the problem that we're going through? Or do we just petition them, then try to fix it ourselves? I think that sometimes we, as people go through daily experiences and encounters, that we may not be able to understand or may not be able to accept, but are we our own worst enemy in that time? Because sometimes God will put it right in front of us, the person or the help or whatever it is we need to help us find ourselves, and we will do all we can to avoid the help that's given to us.
Awesome, awesome, man. I tell you, Christine is hitting on the head, and she's going to continue, like you said, she's trying to make things happen as well, but also share with this topic and make sure she share her true, you know, experiences, because see, this is what it's all about. When God plays something in your heart and places it on your mind and in your inner self, that you want to bring it out so everybody can know about it. So your own worst enemy. See, we have to realize, and we look in the mirror. Some of the things that have happened that we have experienced, sometimes we do truly cringe. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't want to accept that we cringe some of the things that happen in our life. And we become our own worst enemy, even though we're working toward good. But sometimes what we're doing can be misconstrued to be something different. See, people will take the smallest error that you make and make it work against you. See, trusting in the Lord at all times will allow you to deal with that. See, even if you think you're stuck, God don't ever let you be stuck. God's going to bring you through. He's never going to leave you in a spot. So as Christine was saying, her own personal things she had to deal with. I know I'd heard her story. And I'm amazed and I'm so thankful God made it a point that she wanted to be a part of WBSW Internet Talk Radio team. Because we have to hear everybody's point of view. We want to know exactly what's going on. See, you can't be real with yourself till you be open to yourself. See, everything is created from within. So the question that's there, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Christine, you want to jump in right there? Where do we go from here?
You have to allow other people in, and you have to be willing to train yourself daily. You don't have to give in to what was. You have to shift your mind to affirmation of what can be, the possibility of what has been. Sometimes people are in domestic violence and abusive relationship or marriages, friendships, however you title the relationship. For years and years, so your mind is kind of trained to a certain extent. But you have to believe that you can be deprogrammed. And I'm saying deprogrammed because we as women, and sometimes men as well, we as women are trained a certain kind of way. And so we believe that whoever the oppressor is has us going in that state of mind, you have to obey. You have to do this way, and you have to do it that way. So when you leave the relationship and you're trying it on your own, you keep falling back into the same circumstances because of the familiar, what's familiar to you. Therefore, I tell anyone that's going through it, if you reach out and allow somebody else in, you can reclaim your life without fear of restarting again, and you can be better than you were because you don't have to go through it alone.
Awesome, awesome. And Christine is sharing some awesome information there. Christine Walters, the host of Actually Tell the Truth, Adam, our co-host and producer right here beside me, sure everything is all right. And so far, things are really moving real smooth. Now, we go back. Let me jump in right there. Where do I go from here? See, you have to ask yourself that question. Where did I go? I'm the title, Your Own Worst Enemy. Can you be real with yourself? You have to ask yourself, once you are able to identify what you're dealing with, then you turn it over to our Lord and Savior. Once you turn it over, you don't really have to ask where do you go from there. What you will experience, God will open many doors for you. See, too many times we be caught up in thinking somebody that's in the flesh is going to open the door for me. You gave me that job. No, God put him in a position to bless you with that job. Through the blessings that you get, we have to really truly understand that man is only in the image of our Lord and Savior, but he's not the designer of everything. See, God is. See, God has the answer. So if you want to go somewhere or get out of that situation, like we said, domestic violence, it is a challenge. See, everybody think it's easy just walking away. When we become trained to behavior that's not good behavior, and you become accepted because you might be at a point you just don't know what direction you want to go because you know you are your own worst enemy. Too many times we get caught up believing that that person is better than what God has for us. And what God has for us, that person can't measure them because he's not the beginning or the end. He's not the alpha or the omega. He is the person that's in that flesh trying to control you. So where do you go? Take a chance. Take an opportunity to look in the mirror. See, Christine said something really about We really already know. We got confirmation. Well, we're looking for affirmation. See, affirmation
yes.
is a language of love. See, we're looking for somebody that have affirmation for us. See, God had love for us. You see, we don't have to worry about that. See, when we put our trust in the Lord, you know, he's going to bring you out of it. It might be tough. Nothing is to be said to be easy. But when you turn it over to God, he said he will not let you be stuck. He won't let you be stagnant. He won't let you be in that place because he has another place for you. He's going to push you forward. All you have to do is believe and trust. So you ask the question, where do I go from here? If I'm not trusting in the Lord, then I need to use my closet. Go to my closet and put our trust in the Lord. You know, he'll bring you out of that situation. Everybody talks about, well, I can't get out. You know, that's amazing.
Yes.
I have a story. Yes. I have a story to tell you. And the story is not going to come to me. The story comes from Christine Walton, where she knew that at times she didn't believe she could get out. She tells a story better than I can. I want everybody to know that. So that's what we're all about. We want to share the story. We want to share how you get out. Where do you go from here? And I want Chris to kind of jump in right now and kind of share, once she saw that light, where did she go? She can share because she shared with me. Sometimes you have to start all over. Chris, you can jump in right now.
I was given a few choices, and at first I was afraid. I did have a lot of different fears because my mom and my father's deceased, and I'm kind of like the baby. Even the baby treat me like the baby. So I would say I'm kind of like the baby of the family. They're overprotective, and I didn't really know how to reach out to them because although they see me as a baby, they also kind of see me as strong. So I didn't know how to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm going through this, this, and that without them seeing when is she going through it? When do she have time? So I was given choices where I had to kind of back up and talk to some people in the community and go to some of my prayer partners and talk to some of my friends. And I had to shift my focus and my direction and make some serious decisions. I had to pack things in minimum. I had to get a restraining order and a protection order in place at my children's school because they were not aware of what was going on, and I didn't want to bring them into fear of the person who I was trying to get away from at the time. And for that moment, I didn't even know how to tell them what was going on. So to keep them as comfortable as possible at the beginning was my goal. So I had to kind of reach out to people in the community who helped me move forward. I end up finally breaking down, going to One Place Justice Center and getting help there. They helped me execute goals, helped me get focused, helped me set on a plan. And after I got my plan established, I was able to move my children. I was able to get myself and my children out of a situation without getting harmed. I was able to call my family and say, hey, I need to talk to you all. This is what's going on. And I still believe it was up, all the way up, me 2 years out of the marriage, last Thanksgiving before my nephews even knew what was going on. They came to eat and they was asking where he was, and I was like, we're not together, we're divorced. And so I think I did pretty good at breaking free unharmed. I have encountered connections through death with my abuser, and it was easy for me to say, hey, I forgive you, because I was able to pray about it. I have been in counseling for it for 2-3 years now with Family Sunshine Center. They have wonderful counselors for people who are going through abuse, and they're also able to get you in the pathway of the right people to help you if you're going through abuse and want out of the situation. I work closely with several other counselors there. They're wonderful people. They don't mind helping you, and they will help you get into the right direction and the right pathway. I was able to get a lawyer who helped me get my divorce finalized, helped me get full custody of my children, to get them into a safe situation without going into details. So you have to be willing, but you have to know it's what you want. You can't put other people in the way of harm by saying, hey, I want to get out of this, but then you put other people in the circumstances that shouldn't be in harm's way. And you have to trust God. Like Dr. Lowe said, you have to be willing to trust. Jeremiah 17 tells us, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. So you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that you trust God with your whole life, your entire life. You surrender it daily. You surrender your children daily. If you don't have children, surrender yourself daily. But you have to be willing to surrender everything to God, trust it, and move forward with it. Doc, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that experiences in life allow us to help other people along the way. And the more that we experience, the better we are at being able to help others when we come across that encounter in face-to-face.
Awesome.
Doc,
are you
there?
Yes, I'm here. Your story is all about making sure everybody understands that it's not going to be one thing. But see, when you trust in our Lord and Savior, He's all about love. He's not all about hate. So He knows your story. You have to turn it over to Him. He will give you the outlet. He will make a way. And when we say, where do we go from there, not from here, that's what we do. We have to step in, because this is where we become our own worst enemy when we start listening to flesh. Flesh will send you back into a situation you don't need. But when God, as Christine Walter stated, how wholesale, when He lifted her up and gave her the ability and the resources to get out of that situation or get in a position that was better for her and her family and her children, making sure everybody's not in there. It didn't always mean you got to bring somebody into it, because you bring the Lord in here. You bring Jesus Christ in here. Once you bring Him in, it's going to be all right. We want you to be a part of the show, and that's 347-857-4192. Press 1. You get a chance to chat with our host, Christine Walters, and myself, Dr. Willa D. Smith. We want you to be a part of it. Take an opportunity to do that. We'll just ask you to give your location, name if you're comfortable. Then we'll ask you to just conversate with us about your own worst enemy. Can you be real with yourself? That's what we ask you. Then also on Instagram, we have some statements, some comments. Type them in, and I'll do my best to read them. And Facebook, you have that same opportunity. If you're on Facebook, and you can go to Beta Phi Sigma Greenville, the number 10, and you have an opportunity, a true opportunity, to be a part of this on Instagram. Then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Dr. L. Smith. You have that chance. We want you to be a part of it. We're going to move forward on our next question that's so important. He's basically saying, when you discover you're in control, how do you keep it? You know, we have to really truly realize when God blessed us with that opportunity, and it ain't all about no power. It ain't all about it's controlling your own life. You can say, I got the power now to make the decision I wasn't able to do because of whatever I was going through. But since we turn it over to God, we were able to see where we can go with it. See, we all have had some challenges. You know, I always tell people, be careful when you use this word, I made mistakes. No, you made choices that might not have been the best choices at that time.
Yeah.
We can say we had a relationship with somebody, that was a mistake. But you know, the truth of the matter is, that was a choice that you made, that you now, God shows you I might be, I need to be in another situation. And that's where you may think you have, you know, we've been in a, like a 9-part series talking about how to prepare our boys for healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, we don't want our boys to be out there abusing, humiliating, hurting our queens. We're talking about we have to go to a training. We have to identify those things early. We have to model those things earlier. So when they get to be by age and have the genital area, but I'm going to just be keeping it real. I'm going to keep it real. And you think you're a man, but sometimes you're just a grown male. So sometimes our abusers and our individuals who humiliate you, the persons who hurt you, disrespect you, ain't grown up yet. See, they're a grown man. When you're a grown man, you gotta understand that those aspects that we talk about, the aspects of mentally, you know, a grown man is, he understands his mental capacity. A grown man understands his spiritual capacity. He understands his emotional capacity. He understands his financial capacity. You know, a grown man can still be physically, a grown male can physically look like a man, but he might not be ready to deal with the thing. And a lot of times that happens. So you always ask the question, you always, how do you discover your control? And then once you discover it, how do you keep it? Christine was jumping right there.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I had locked on. When you find that you have control mentally, I keep control because I surrender my life daily unto God. I affirm myself every morning when my feet touch the floor. I affirm who I am. Therefore, I don't go into society looking for validation from man that God has already given me. I don't go searching for something or whatever void there is to be filled, because I feel like in time God will fill every void that there is in my life. You have to script yourself of the old daily, embrace the new. It says to take off the old and put on the new. So you have to be willing to script yourself daily and put on what's new in your life. You can't go stepping out in the old man if you're trying to be a new creature. And when you understand who you are and who you have become, it is the beginning of you embracing the new thing in life and not hesitating by trying to decide, do you go out as this person who needs affirming, or who, do you go out as this person who God has already validated? And when I'm saying that to you, I mean, when you get so deep in Christ, in a place in God, that what people say to you and say about you does not matter, you know who you are. You stand on who you are. You stand on who God has created you to be, and you move forward daily, one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, because you know in your heart that you don't need affirmation from man nor woman to approve you. And you surround yourself with things that are important, people who are fully in Christ. You can't go standing on the corner with the drug dealers if you used to be a drug dealer. You have to get yourself in a certain type of surrounding to shift your life, to shift your atmosphere. And to tell you the truth, even going through for the first year, I didn't understand. I had so many people around me that was positive and that was of motivation. But to hear people tell me, your life sound like a lifetime story, or your life sound like a book, to me it sounded like, are they mocking me because I've went through these things, or are they here because they just want to know what I'm going through? And I had to begin to determine the wheat from the tare. I had to be able to distinguish who was there to help me and who was just there because they wanted to be around me. I had to get on my knees daily in a place where only God could affirm me. And honestly, I myself didn't even understand who I was or what I was going through until I hit the bottom. I never knew none of the things that I thought, everything that I thought I knew, what was familiar to me, the crowds, the people, the fame, all that stuff just was extra. Because I never knew until I lost my house, I lost my cars, I lost my husband, I lost 2 jobs, I had no bank account. But everybody was still around me thinking I had it.
Come on.
I still didn't understand nothing until I had nothing but God. When I was at my lowest, I would still get up, dress up, go hang out to get that validation. And then when I found out that, truthfully, I didn't need it, I don't even think up until the point where God said, I'm all you need. That's when my life began to change. When I was able to walk away from the outside crowd, stop hanging in the street, stop running up behind all the people that I thought I needed to be around to be famous. It wasn't until God completely stripped me of everything and everybody that my life began to change. And it took me to look myself in the face day after day, time after time, period after period, and tell myself, you are who Christ created you to be. You don't need a friend. You don't need a validation. Just live life. The best way you can do that is to help somebody else get over what you already gotten over. And be honest with you, these are going to be the realest people because they're hearing your story. They don't know you, so they don't really want anything from you. They're just trying to find out how to get out, how to stay still, how to move forward, how to become better. So when you take a look at yourself day in and day out and you affirm yourself, then it's nothing that a man can tell you falsely that God's discernment within you will not pick up. And I stare myself down day after day after day and tell myself, I love you. You're the most important thing to me because you was created in Christ's image. So I go out and I help other people to find them. Sometimes I ask myself, how can God love somebody so tainted, so tarnished, so filthy, so used? And then God whispers and say, because I created you in my image. You threw all of that to put you in here to help someone else. So now that I'm able to understand who I am after the pain, I can better off help somebody else. I can better off live. I can better off saying, I can better off hear what God is saying to me. I don't need a man to confirm me. I don't need a woman to hold my hand. I don't need somebody to rub my back. I don't need somebody to pat my shoulders. I don't need somebody to say, come on, follow me. I don't want to follow you. I want to follow Christ. I want to be more like Christ. I want to daily get up and daily live. I have to die first to self so that I won't be my own worst enemy in the process of trying to do what God has called me to do. Because so many times we'll forget to say, preserve me, O God, for thee I do put my trust in you and only in you. That's Psalm 16:1. Daily I have to tell him that so that I can die to self because the flesh is no good thing. And to learn to be faithful to God means you can be faithful to a lot of things. So I have to not worry about who man say I was or who man thought I was, but to know who God created me to be.
Awesome. Dr. Lowe. And I tell you, Christine, you coming at it real hard. And I see it, as our format goes, you have accomplished quite a few things because we was talking about taking control. Not only taking control, but through that process, you work toward putting that stuff behind you, putting all those challenges you had behind you, the choices you made behind you. You become a new person then. See, one of the things is when you got to unstrip the old off and let the new come out. Because, see, we can't claim to be We can't claim to be moving forward. We can't claim to be a new person unless we strip the old off. And that's some of the old ways. And Sister Walter said, you know, when you go through things and you want to still hang with the old crowd, you want to hang with the folks that you used to hang. See, when God said, I created a new thing, that's in your past. Because, see, we're talking about putting it in your past. See, that's controlling. See, one of the key things that we have to keep in mind when we're talking about controlling what goes on with you, you have to know about yourself. That old saying, say, I know who I am. But on top of that, I know whose I am. Too many times we have individuals don't even understand who they are. See, they be thinking about just, you know, what people in their, you know, in their circle say about them. See, we are worried about what God is saying about us. And see, when we put that in our forefront, all the control you will have, you can reclaim everything in your life. Reclaim, in essence, if you got fear, you'll do it without fear. See, when we talk about reclaiming your life without fear, that's knowing who I am and whom I am. See, I look in the mirror and I do, you do the same thing. Look and see what you see. Do you like what you see? If you don't like what you see, then you're going to have a major problem trying to reclaim anything. See, you can't reclaim your life without fear when you're not happy with what you're looking at in the mirror. See, the mirror is there to show a reflection not of the outer self, the inner self. See, that's the thing that we don't understand about the reflection. See, you may look at the mirror and you see, okay, I don't like what I see. Now I need to go have some kind of surgery. See, you can't look at yourself because that the inner self tells you, you're what God loves. You know, too many times we get caught up in that. See, we have to put our trust in the Lord. See, when we go to our closet, well, wherever we may be, we go and say, you know, I want to pray to our Lord and Savior. You know, everybody say, you don't want to go to the closet until you want something going on. See, you should be praying every day before you put your feet on the floor in the morning. You should give God the praise. You say, Lord, thank you for bringing me through last night. Because you didn't have to, but you did. So we have to keep, so we're reclaiming life without fear, because we trust in the Lord. We trust in the God. That's what it's all about. And as we get to our last segment of this, make sure you call at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify the last one that you know, your cell and telephone number, ask you for your location and your conversation. Get a chance to chat with our host, Christine Walter, and myself, Dr. Louisa D. Smith, from the Tell the Truth. Christine, we want to move forward to wrap this up. You know, there's a question that you had, I thought is important that we kind of talk about it. That's when you gain control, you reclaim, you put all those things in the past, then you have some distraction. He said, do you understand the familiar is the distraction of joy you resist? See, we got to realize, we get familiar with things that cause us to get off track and not realize that we got joy that we possess. See, too many times we do that. See, we caught up with, it was like this before. But God said, you allow me and you turn it over to me, I'll make you a new person. I'll make you something new, and that new would be joy. See, now you'll possess joy, peace, and happiness. Because you know what? You understand what is familiar, and it ain't good. Sometimes you have to allow yourself to move that out of your life. Your fear is familiar. Your disrespect, familiar. It's just being mistreated. Is for me. You're being humiliated for me. You're being physically rude is for me. But the bottom line is God says that if you allow me to remove the distractions from you, you can now present some joy. Miss Tang, you want to jump in right there?
Yes, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I want to briefly say, when you're reclaiming your life, you have to do so without fear. Sometimes you will find yourself second-guessing yourself. You'll find yourself questioning your thoughts. But you don't have to be in fear. There are people who are there to help you to understand what it is you're feeling, that you need to know that you can start again and that you can go through the steps of embracing who you're becoming. Don't be afraid to get counseling, to talk about it with people who have gone through it. You can talk about it with people who have no knowledge of you going through it. You can talk about it with people you know. You can talk about it with people you don't know. But the thing that helped me the most in going through getting free, I decided to get into some small groups with prayer partners. I decided to get into some groups that helped me break yokes and reclaim my state of mind and freedom. I decided that I would write more than anything. I love to write. A lot of people don't like to write. But I can tell you this, journaling out your fears could be one of the best things ever. It's a stress reliever. It helps you to clear your mind. It helps you to focus. And you can even pray about it. You can pray about it. Prayer is the biggest thing when you lack wisdom. James 1 and 5 tell us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that give it to all men liberally and upbraidably not, and it shall be given. So prayer and asking for wisdom, there are people, me, I like to go to my elders, and I thank God for the pathway of elders that he helped put in my life. Wisdom is one of the most important things. And don't get me wrong, all older people are not wise. Just because they have age on them does not mean they will obtain wisdom. So you have to be careful with who you allow to speak into your life as well. But you cannot be afraid to take back your life, because if you do not take giants head on, then they will devour you. They will sift you as wheat, and they will tear your life apart, and you will just be sitting at the bottom trying to find a way when all you have to do is take a step. Trust that God will guide your every move, your every footstep, if you don't be afraid to move forward. You have to be willing to just take a chance on yourself. Taking a chance on yourself cannot be the worst possible thing. If all you have left to do is fail, how do you know you'll ever succeed if you're not even willing to try? You cannot be afraid to fail. If you have never succeeded at anything, then the bottom is where you're already at. There's nowhere, no way else to go but up.
I tell you,
if that makes sense.
That makes good sense, and just a few words she said, you know, there's no, you know, you can't move up if you don't know that where you are at that point. It's about bridging the past with the future. You have to have a present in between. So you have to know that whatever happened in my past may only determine my future unless I let it do that. Because I'm trusting in God, that God said, I have a better future for you. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome, Christine, being on the line today. We got several people joining us, and I do appreciate it. We're gonna wrap this up, giving those people a shout out, and then I'll let Christine give her acknowledgement she needs to give. We're gonna give a shout out to Tate Pickett, remember Delta Six Things Rewarded, also Inspire to Inspire. I always tell you that people like Tate and Minister Denise and Christine and many other people inspire me to do what I do. I thank them for just wanting to be a part of this and make it happen. Give a shout out also to CM Moore, 2 and 20. Thank you so much for joining us. Aaron underscore Reverend. Reverend Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We have Frederick Zetas joining us as well, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That is a chapter. Thank you so much. We have the Blue Social Butterfly. We give a shout out to this member of the Blue and White family as well. We also have going to give a shout out to C. Renee Antonio, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we have a shout out to the Korean underscore Zeta, the Zeta chapter in Korea. Thank you for so much joining us on Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then 1914 underscore 357, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We all have the Blue underscore Beast 96, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we want to give a shout out to Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville for their partnership with WSW and myself and making sure we get the word out through their Instagram page. And thank you so much for all the individuals. So we get them from Korea, from Frederick Burke, Virginia. You know, we're making that assessment. It may not, but we thank you for taking time to be a part of this. As we get ready to close out, Christine, you can offer your acknowledgement, and then we can move forward to end it as we close out with something that will keep the spirit going, and we'll all be able to smile.
Sir.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll first give honor to God, who's the head of my life and the most important vessel, because without him I cannot do anything. It's impossible. To my personal intercessors, my sisters of war, Savannah Mays, Nicole King, Carolyn Brooks, Mary Williams, and Santana Walters, these women encourage me daily. They pray for me. They pray me through a lot of things. They're always there whenever I call their phones. They pick up, they answer. They're constantly running for me, and they're constantly pushing me. Biggest shout out to One Place Justice Center. Anyone that needs help, I will advise you to seek them. You can find them online at oneplacefjc.org, or you can call 334-262-7378, and they do multiple assistance there at One Place Justice Center. So if you're going through abuse, I will definitely advise you to seek them. If you or your children is in dire straight need of counseling, call the Family Sunshine Center. That number is 334-206-2100, and they have excellent counselors there for adult abuse, children, and psychological reevaluations back into society. Dr. Lowe, shout out to you.
You.
I want to thank you for helping me to stay focused and move forward day after day. And last but not least, the loves of my life, they battle with me through everything I go through. They're my gifts from God. I thank him for every day giving them life. They keep me straight, they keep me focused, and they move forward daily, one step at a time with me. They don't try to push me too hard. They don't try to take me faster than I should go, but they do so much to show me that they are appreciated for me as a mother being in their life. I have a senior that's coming out this year. Shout out to JC. That's one of my personal intercessors, and he prays for me before I go to sleep, and he prays for me when I wake up. So I want to thank those guys as well for just being a part of my life. I want to thank God for giving them to me. And again, Dr. Lowe, thank you for having me and accepting me and allowing me to do what God has called me to do.
Awesome, Christine. It's so good to have you. It is a blessing to share your story and be a part and be the host of Tell the Truth. God is so good. He works with us in many ways. Again, thank you. We had an awesome show, and I do appreciate you taking time to join us. And as we begin to move forward from this show, we want to say to you that, you know, God loves you. See, all you have to do is turn it over to him whenever you're going through. See, I'm sitting up here now. Sometimes, you know, the devil be working and power and go out and lose power on certain things. But that's all right. We know that God is in charge. Tell the truth. We had an awesome show today. And our hashtag, only irresponsible. Hashtag, it's one life does matter. Keep on running. Communicate for understanding. And then we try to take time to understand that, see, God smiles on you. All you have to do is believe and trust in him. And like, you know who you are, then whom you are. Give him the praise. You know, strip off the old and put on the new. That's what it's all about. Check us out on our next show, which will be Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to be back on our series about our young men and training them to be healthy in a relationship of success, not talking about abuse. We want them to be in a position they can understand. We want to treat people as they like for people to treat them. So it's good. Check it out. 1 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock on that Tuesday night coming up, we want to have our Dr. Lowe's show, which is our relationship, real relationship show. So we're going to talk up something on that about a relationship. It's a blessing to be before you. God is so good. And as I tell you, as we close out, always, hug your family member. You know, if you can't do it face-to-face, virtually send them a hug. Tell them you love them. Call them. Get on these devices you have and tell them you love them. If you have them right there in front of you, tell them you love them. You really truly love them, because it's all about love. Because God loves us. You know, he gave his only begotten son. He died for our sins. You love them. That's love. So do you love your family members like that? Make sure you tell them. As we know, as we again close out, we want to leave this with you, is that God has preserved things in you that you may not understand. But you know what? When they come out, you'll know what you're doing. That's what it's all about. As we close it out, we're going to say, truly, truly, it's been a blessing, because God will smile on you. And that's what we don't own the rights to the music. But we want you to understand, as we get ready to leave out of here, we want to say to you, we love you. There ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I see you all. Love you from my heart. Come on, man. Nothing but clouds in the dark in my heart. Oh, gracious. Today's a new day. There are no blue skies. There is a love and a joy that you promised to tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up on the power that I can't explain. Fell from heaven.
When I think I'm way better, I'm gonna be the day is over.
Even though I
don't
see, I smile.
I want y'all to smile, man.
Even though I'm
headed for
home, I smile.
Come on, let's smile.
It's so much to look up when you smile.
All right.
Show me hate to see you give a smile.
God, people.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on,
there's a new day. Woo! The air is in sunshine.
All right, now.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
there's a new day. It's just a girl about you, guys.
Words, I love
you. There is a love and a joy that you promised to tell me all
right. The truth is,
I'm okay, I'm okay, I can't explain.
Oh, we go, how are y'all?
Fell from heaven,
Thank you.